StubHub filing raises questions about high-volume ticket resellers. A new CBC News investigation is raising questions about the role high-volume sellers play on StubHub, one of the best-known online ticket resale marketplaces. According to CBC News, securities filings connected to StubHub describe a business model that depends heavily on professional sellers and large-scale ticket resellers, even as the company has long marketed itself as a marketplace where fans can buy and sell tickets. The reporting comes as ticket prices, service fees, and resale practices remain a growing concern for consumers trying to attend concerts, sports events, and live entertainment. For many buyers, the final cost of tickets can rise sharply once fees and resale markups are added at checkout. CBC reported that the filings show StubHub generated significant activity from sellers who list tickets in large quantities. Consumer advocates have argued that those kinds of sellers can make it harder for regular fans to buy tickets at face value, particularly for popular events with limited seating. The issue has drawn attention from lawmakers and regulators in the United States and Canada as governments consider how to make ticket pricing more transparent and reduce abusive resale practices. Proposed reforms have included clearer fee disclosures, restrictions on speculative ticket listings, and tighter rules for automated purchasing tools. For Rio Grande Valley residents, the issue can affect everything from major concerts in Texas cities to sporting events and family entertainment trips. Buyers are encouraged to compare prices, check whether tickets are coming from a primary seller or resale marketplace, and review fees before completing a purchase. StubHub has defended the value of resale marketplaces, saying they give consumers more options to buy and sell tickets. CBC's reporting, however, adds to the broader debate over whether the secondary ticket market is serving fans or giving too much power to high-volume resellers. Sources: Apple News, CBC News.